I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenovic. Utah's top story on politics. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
Primary election day. You have until 8 o'clock tonight to vote. We've been focusing this last hour on the U.S. Senate race between Senator Mike Lee. We had Becky Edwards live in studio, followed by Ali Isom, who was live in studio as well.
Yeah, and as we're having these conversations, we really wanted to focus on two of the biggest stories of the day. We talked and we asked these candidates about their views on immigration after we saw that 50 individuals died, 50 migrants died in a tractor trailer. Just a tragedy in San Antonio. And I worry that we don't have these conversations enough because it can be frustrating. But we haven't done anything on immigration for so long. And I want to know from the candidates what their plan is for immigration, and then obviously with Roe versus Wade being overturned last week, I wanted to get their thoughts on that as well.
Senator Mike Lee not in studio with us today. However,
we invited.
Yeah, we do know that he made comments during the Utah GOP debate earlier this month. Here's what he had to say on immigration.
We're a nation of immigrants. We always have been. I hope we always will be. Nearly all of us are either immigrants ourselves or the descendants of people who immigrated to this country. We've got to make sure that in order to be the country that welcomes immigrants for future generations to come, that they come through the front door and not the back door. We've made the front door very difficult, and in countless circumstances like the one you described, we've made legal immigration taxing. It's even worse with regard to some. If you're looking for an employment-based immigrant visa and you come from certain heavily populated countries, let's say India, for example, you'll be on a waiting list not just since 2007. You'll be on a waiting list for between 75 and 90 years. In other words, you'll never get it. It's because of a racist artifact in our immigration code that's never been weeded out. Been working for a decade to get rid of that. It's been sweat, blood, and tears as part of a bipartisan effort. Took all sorts of arrows from the left and the right on that. We finally got it passed through the Senate, last Congress, and then the Democrat-controlled House blocked it at the end of the day. It's just one example of how our legal immigration system problem is broken.
That was Senator Mike Lee, and he's in a primary race with Becky Edwards and Ali Isom. And I can tell you, Debbie, you did a little research about how long it could take to get a work visa. And Senator Lee talked about 75 to 90 years. I haven't fact checked this, but I think if nothing else, you look at how difficult it is.
Yeah. The process is like, you know, climbing a mountain barefoot.
Well, and there's a million different ways, right? Work visa? Is
water,
it asylum?
Yeah, without shelter. Yeah, climbing a mountain barefoot was how I felt when I ran the math. It was at least 8 months, and that's only 80% that are approved within 8 months. And then you don't get a call back until you had to wait beyond 8 months, so you don't really know what's happening. You can start to get a view of why people become so desperate. And then we have the tragedies like we have been reporting all morning long in San Antonio, where 50 people so far have died. They were stuffed in the back of this tractor trailer. There's so many races that we're watching today all across Utah. Thankfully, we have KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz to keep track of all these. It's not just the U.S. Senate race, Linz, but there are so many other races that really could ultimately decide policy shifts, even up on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, well, and these are the issues that are important to voters, right? These are the issues that they're electing their representatives to go out and fight for them these issues that are close to them. Yes, but some local state races are very important. In fact, there's 23 state races out there, 20 Republican primaries and 3 Democratic primaries that people will be voting on today. And that's significant because it is the most in recent history in 1 year, and a lot of incumbents facing primary elections, which means their jobs could end today if they don't get reelected, right? That could send major shockwaves through our state legislature.
The Deseret News and the Hinckley Institute of Politics have done some recent polling to see, really, are there legitimate upsets on the horizon? It looked like an uphill climb for a lot of these challengers.
Yeah. Primary elections typically favor the incumbents, right? Because when you think about name recognition, name ID, money, voting history, right? A lot of that stuff is built into your record, right? And built into the fact that you've been elected before. People recognize you. They're familiar with you. So, yes, it is always an uphill battle for these challengers. But just if you take one race in the Senate, Ann Milner has a primary challenge. She tied with Doug Durbano at the party convention back in April, literally 46 to 46 votes. They tied at convention. And so now they open it up to a broader swath of these Republican voters in their district, and we will see what happens. But they're on top of Ann Milner, there are also two other members of Senate leadership in Utah's Senate that have a primary challenge, Evan Vickers of Cedar mm-hmm. City, and then Jerry Stevenson is the chair of the top budgeting committee at the state legislature. Mm-hmm. So that could be some major shakeups if any one of those three don't return as sitting lawmakers today.
And they get primaried out. Yep. Lindsay Ertz, thank you so much for joining us, KSL News Radio reporter that has done exceptional reporting on elections. Thank you.
Polls close at 8 o'clock tonight. You have to be in line by 8 o'clock tonight to vote if you haven't voted by mail already. And do not drop your ballot off at a post office today. Don't stick it in your mailbox. You have to take it to a ballot box. The House January 6th committee called a very special hearing at the last minute yesterday. We are going to take you there live. They said they have a surprise witness. We're going to find out what that's all about.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.